I've been a Rav a while already. Not a week goes by when I don't have to deal with a Shalom Bayis problem, or a problem in Chinuch Habanim Rabbanus, or a Bacher that will call me up, a very fine Bacher, at least what is left of a very fine Bacher, will call me up crying, begging for help. There is nobody that can claim that either they're not affected, or a family member, or a neighbor, or the Chavra sitting next to them in Shul, or the Chavrusa sitting across from them in Yeshiva. If you have unrestricted internet in the house, internet that's not filtered and reported, both, I would say there's a higher than 90% chance people have been in Shul in your house already. The shock that I have every week where I get a new case is the level of sophistication of the people that I'm dealing with. The complaints I've received is that, well, I have it in the office, I have it at home, I have it now in my palm, I have it on my, every cell phone's getting it, and therefore, if they tell me not to have it, I just close down and it's not going to get it to me. Which is perhaps why we're losing the battle.